Vayter in Shas, we are in Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel. Begin on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6 lines down. No, my Ravach, Rabbi Yaakov. Shema Minamid, Rabbi Shimon Min Lakish. We learn that from Shimon Lakish. What did he say? He said that once the kana, once the trachea, once that's cut, then we look at the lung like it's removed from the animal and it's put into a basket. Shema Minamid, Rabbi Shimon Min Lakish, that Mizamin Yisrael, al Binei Me'ayim, Ve'in Mizamin Ovikachavim. Al b'nei me'ayim. According to Yidden, since we have in the world for Jews, since we have something called shechita, as opposed to guide of shechita, once we shech the animal, even if it's mefarches, it's still shaking about, it's considered dead. And therefore, you can go and you can eat from it, you can take from it. You don't have a problem with eifer min hachai. However, for a guy, since it doesn't have shechita, it's not the base of shechita, when the animal's still shaking, it's considered like it's still alive, and therefore it can't go and take from it. So that's what it's saying here, that Mizamin Yisrael al b'nei me'ayim, v'mizamin v'kachavim al b'nei me'ayim. My time, why would that be? Because Yisrael, the b'shechita tal yamilsa, kevin di k'shechita mali, so once it's a good shechita, ishterilu, therefore everything is now going to be mutter. Everything's good to go. V'kachavim, the b'nechira sagilu, right? According to him, the way you can pierce it, and therefore, you don't have to have shechita, no problem with shechita things. Therefore, the mechira sagidu uba misa talya milsa, and it all depends on the death. Then hani kivim in chaydam. This is considered like it's kivim in chay, and therefore it's going to be awesome for them to go and take while it's still shaking about. I'm Rav Papa. Have you seen the coming to Rav Acha bar Yaakov? I was sitting in front of Rav Acha when he passed in Dubai de Emale, and I wanted to say to him, "Mi ika midi liyisol shardu kachav aser." Is there such a thing that is mutter to a Jew, but it's aser to a guy? Vil amri le, da amina hotayma kaamar. Yeah, I decided not to say anything because da amina hotayma kaamar says Rashi vil amri le v'nichamti ba'tziv lo kshisi lo. I changed my mind. I didn't say anything because I thought to myself that he brought a reason for his din. We would normally think that something that's going to be mutter for a guy would be aser for a yid because we're in a high level of kedusha. Here he's saying he's a mutter for a Jew and aser for a guy. But then he explained what the reason is. Tanya little krav achaber Yaakov if a baisa that is not going to achaber Yaakov. How is alechel mebehim a kodem shetetzi nafsha? Someone wants to eat from meat from an animal before its soul leaves. Chotech kezayis basim mebeis hashchita. He should cut a kezayis of basar from the area of where shechita was done. The area of the shechita is gone, take a piece, molcha yafi yafa, salt it very well, umidicha yafi yafa, and then make sure you wash it off extraordinarily well. You should wash it well right before the salting, because since it was cut out before the animal died, it contains a lot of blood over there, and washing is going to soften the meat and allow the blood to flow out easily. So you do it like that. Umamtin la achetitse nafshavacha. And then you wait until the animal dies, and then you can go and you can eat that meat. That type of meat, by the way, is considered like very delicatess, like a delicious part of meat. Rashi says, "Rotze lechel mishum damayli gedamer lekaman besamach harotze shiyavri." As we're going to see. Basically, Chita Rashi says, "She'enu mechusar pshat." I'm sorry, Shinim Chosar Hefshet, it's not lacking in sort of Hefshet of skinning over there because it's open over there. Yachal L'chot Chomiyad, you can cut immediately, call the Mitzias HaNefesh. Before the Mitzias HaNefesh, you mount in La'achet Mitzias HaNefesh, you wait until the soul goes out, until it dies. Darmina Ba'arba Mitzias in Sanhedrin, Minayin She'asar Lechol Min Abayim, a call the Mitzias HaNefesh, Tamadon Lo Sechal Al Adam. Right, so that's how you go and you do such a thing over here. And then the Gemara continues and says, Echad Ovi Kachavim Echad Yisrael Mutarmo. Both a guy and a Jew a mutter to eat from this meat. Oh, Rashi says, "V'lomina b'misa talyal milsa havi evim enachay legabayu v'hainu de lo kravacha." And it doesn't say that it depends on the misa, and it's considered like evim enachay for him. And this does not go according to Ravacha over here. What are you going to do with this b'rais over here? Says the Gemara, "Misayle l'Rav Idi bar Oven," and we have a support that actually that Ebrisa would support Rav Idi bar Oven. The Amar Rav Idi bar Oven, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashian, Harotze Sheyavri. Someone who wants to be healthy, Chodich Kizayis Basim Beschitaso Shabahim. You go and cut a Kizayis Basim, Molchul Yafi Yafi, Medichul Yafi Yafi.
Umamtin la achet isenafsha. Echad uvikachavim beechad Yisrael mutarim bo.
All righty, here we go. Zok the Halakha next Mishnah. Hashochet behema chayva of someone who shechs a behema a chaya or an oaf. Velo yitzamein dam, and no dam comes out of that shchita. Then what's it then? Sherem, they are going to be kosher. It's good. Vinelechal biyadayim esovos, and they're also going to be eaten with hands that are dirty, meaning that they haven't been washed. Rashi says, "Kolma balunet tila." The gazra aleim liyoshnuyos. We know that there's a din. That what happened was that Chazal, at the times of Shlomo Melech, came along. What did they do? They were gozer on yadayim to be shnuyos l'tuma. There's something known as aviavos l'tuma, and then avatuma, and rishon l'tuma, and sheni l'tuma. And the furthest that something can go, really, we would say there's, we know there's something called adam mikalim, or known as a rishon l'tuma, and food and drink can go to Sheni Latama of Chulin. If it's Kachim, right, so then what happens, it can go even to, pardon, if it's Truma, it can go to Shlishi Latama, and if it's Kachim, it can go to Revi Latama. But the food and drink, the regular food and drink, can only go to Sheni Latama, so we're saying, River Nechalmi Daim Selvas, it's not a problem to go and to do that type of thing. Why? Because the dam didn't come out there if it wasn't Machshel Kabotuma. We know something called Yad Shachat Dam. Yad was the acronym for Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Dam, and Mayim. These are the seven liquids that when it goes in touch them, chiyutan, that is mukshel lekabatoma. So it wasn't mukshel with dam, so for example, we're going to be kabatoma. Rabbi Shimon says, huchshu b'shchita, they became huchshu through just the shchita itself. So says, first of all, Rashi, I skipped one part, ugemar parach, afilu huchshu, nami ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. Even if they were, even if it was huchshu, it still wouldn't be matame, it wouldn't even wash your hands over there. Again, Midra Abanim, they enacted to make sure that people wash their hands. It's and made their hands into a sheni until you wash them. The Gemara is asking, even if it was Huchshar, sheni doesn't do a shlishi with chulin, so it wouldn't impact it anyway, even if it was Huchshar l'kabatoma. So what's going on over there? And then we said Huchshar b'shchita. He says, Migo desharya shchita l'hach basar, since the shchita is mattering that basar, also makes it ochel in terms of tuma as well. Says the Gemara, tama del yotzmin and dam, hayotzmin and dam, ein echol bi adayim misovos amai. He said the reason is that the Mishnah says that the meat can be eaten with the hands that are unclean, is because no blood came out of it. But if dam would have, what's the mashmos? Is that if dam would have come out of it, ein echol bi adayim misovos. You're not able to go and eat it for that because contact with it would make it into tame. But why would that be the case? Yadayim shniosin. The hands are just shnios latuma. Vein shnios is shlishi b'chulin. Like Rashi said, the question is going to be asked. Here it is. So what's the problem? We might the b'chulin askin. In fact, Gemara, how do you know this Mishnah is talking about b'chulin? The katani chaya, because it mentions chaya in the list of these animals, and clearly it's talking about b'chulin. Did l'kachim, because if it was talking about the shchita of kachim, chaya b'kachim ika, are the chayas when it comes to kachim, undomesticated animals, the chaya can't be brought as a carbon. Therefore, the Mishnah is not talking about the shchit of kachim, but talking about chulin. Vesu, and furthermore, iba kachim, if you're talking about kachim, ki lo yatsim hin dam kshera. Dam doesn't come out of it. Are they going to be kasher? It's really kasher. Rashi says, bitamiya. Zvikas dam hu desharya lehu. It's only the throwing of the dam that matters it. Chsiv. We get dams for chechli yishafich v'hadar abasar docha. Then it says you first throw the dam and then you can eat the meat. So back in the Gemara, ki lo yatsim him dam k'sheira who atzmo ledam tzarech. The whole purpose of the shchita of the kachim is to get the dam to throw in the mizbech, and until you do that, the meat is going to be usher to be eaten over there. So then the Mishnah can't be talking about a case of kachim. Vazu, and furthermore, ibe kachim. If you want to say the Mishnah talking about kachim ki yatsim him dam, then if blood would come out of them, would it make the meat actually mukshel kabatuma? Like the Mishnah is saying, "Va'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochan, minayin ledam kachim she'enu machshir." How do you know the dam kachim is actually not going to be machshir? She'nemar ala aretz shebechenu kamayim. The pasuk says that about the dam that you shall spill it on the ground like water. Dam she'nishbach kamayim machshir, and that is a dam that can be spilled on the ground like water is going to be mukshel kabatuma.
just like water. It's not going to go spill to the ground like water. Then it's not going to be mukshel kabatum. The dam that comes out of the neck of the shechita of this carbon may not be allowed to spill on the ground and go to nothingness. Has to be received into a kli and thrown on his back. So this dam is not compared to water, and therefore doesn't create a mukshel tuma. So yachach adam, the dam part, actually dalad with it, which is blood, is only if it's going to be something going to be on the ground. Now, since the Mishnah is mashma that if dam would come out of the shechita, then it would make it out of the animal, then it would make it mukshel kabatuma. It clearly is not talking about kachim. Vesu, and furthermore, even kachim, if it's talking about kachim, ki lo yatsuhim dam lo miskashri. Is it true that when dam doesn't come out, they don't become mukshel for tuma? Liskashri b'chibas hakodesh. Let it become kasher, like susceptible for tuma. From the fact that the love of Kodesh, the Kaimelon Chibas Kodesh Mechshartan, because we hold in other places, for the love of Kachim, that itself puts it into the state of Muksha, even if it doesn't become wet at all. And since the Mishnah says if no time comes out of the Shechted animals, they're not going to be susceptible to Tumah, it clearly can't be talking about Kachim. Rashi says, Chibas Kodesh Mechshartan Lamehabi, Uchla, Lakubli Tumah, the Tanya Mimsachal Lamehay. So here we're not talking about that. So now we see clearly the Mishnah is not talking about kachim. It's talking about chulin. So clearly we are not talking about kachim. So now we're back to Hadra Kosta Laduchte. Right? The Mishnah is saying that if dam would have come out from the animal, from the meat, there would be tame through the unclean hands. What do you mean? Yadayim that are not clean, they're just shnius, and they can't be tam echulin. Fascinating. This is chulin that was bought with money of meiser sheni. And this tan is of the opinion that chulin that's bought with this can become tame through touching through dirty hands. Rashi's Mekesav Meiser B'Yushalayim D'chsev Nasata HaKesav Ashma'ina D'Sheni Ovid B'Shlishi D'lo K'Rev Meir. Unlike Rev Meir, that's what the Gemara says. D'lo K'Rev Meir, unlike Rev Meir. Okay, this is that. As we learned in the Mishnah. A Mishnah in Para. Beep, turn the page. Lama Gimel Oma Beis. Kol Haton Bias Mayim Medivrei Sofrim. Anything that needs Bias Mayim to be put into water. Midra Banan. Anything that's going to be Tahor Midra Oraisa. But is Tami Midra Banan as a Sheni. Then metame is a kodesh. Metame kachim will post as a truma, and it's going to passel truma. Mutter b'chulin u'b'maiser, but it's mutter in reference to chulin and maiser sheni. That is, that it's mutter to let chulin and maiser sheni touch such a thing and to eat them afterwards, and they're not metame for touching it. Divrei Meir, zagzag Meir. The chachamim osrim b'maiser. The chachamim they aser in reference to maiser and to maiser sheni. So the chachamim say that shnios. The hands, which are, you know, the level of are called the sheni, like unclean hands, can be metame meiser sheni. And this is going to an opinion. It's talking about the meat of the animals that are bought with the money of meiser sheni. Like we said in the past, that you have to give on years 1, 2, 4, and 5 meiser sheni. You bring it up to Yerushalayim. If you can't, you pull them to a coin. Bring the coins. You bring it up there and you buy some Yerushalayim. So like meiser sheni, this meat becomes tame through these dirty hands. Maskifla Rav Shimi Barashi as the kasha on this answer. Mimai, how are you going to come out that the chacham are going to hold the meiser is going to become tummy through shnios like this? Dilma adkan lo pli rabbanon aleid Rabbi Meir ela bachilas meiser. Maybe they're only arguing reference to the actual eating the meiser itself. That person whose hands are shnios, Rabbi Meir is going to matter him to eat meiser and the chacham are going to answer it. Avo v'negiya the meiser v'chila the chulin lo pligi. When it refers to touching the meiser after eating chulin, lopligi, maybe they don't argue, right? I mean, the chumah is not arguing to be meir, and they're going to be masking that this person whose hands are shnios is not going to be metame the meiser by touching it, and he's going to be mutter yichulin. V'ha negiyahi, this din or mishnah is dealing with touching the food of unclean hands, and is mashma that the hands are going to be timing the food by touching it. Midigitani, since the mishnah taught, it said that if dam didn't come out of the shechted animal, the echal be a dam misalva, so able to be eaten with unclean hands. So the word it says it can be eaten, ne'echalin, can also be understood to mean that ne'echalin that can be fed. Milo skina and the ka suffered lechavre. So are we not talking about a case where somebody goes ahead and the one who eats is going to be fed by someone else whose hands are not clean? And that's what the Mishnah is going to matir if no blood flowed from the animal, right? So the Mishnah is mashma that if blood did flow from the animal, the meat cannot be fed to another person by one with unclean hands. The reason can only be that the person with unclean hands is mitame through contact, and its fellow is therefore usher to eat it. So since even the Chachamim of the Mishnah don't hold that Meiser becomes tummy through contact with unclean hands, you can't explain our Mishnah as dealing with Meiser and going with their opinion. So Gemara says, Ella Amara Papa says, okay, that's a good point. Good point. So we're going to go back to the thing the Mishnah is really dealing with meat. It's regular chulin. It says, Rav Papa, Hacha B'yadayim Tchilos Haskina. We're dealing over here with hands that are tchilos, beginnings of acquired tumah, otherwise known as Rishon, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's going in the world of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And the Mishnah means that if no dam came out of the shechted animals, that they can be fed to another person, even by someone whose hands are Rishonos. But if dam did come out, and it makes them, mukhshar l'kabal tumah, then they can't be fed to others by someone whose hands are Rishonos, because by touching the meat, he's going to make him do a sheni, as because chulin can become a sheni, right, when it comes to this areas. The Gemara is going to explain what situation, in what circumstance, hands can become Rishonos without the rest of the body becoming, that says Rashi. Anyway, let's see. The Torah was in a Braisa. Ein yadayim tchilos l'chulin. Hands are never considered a Rishon in reference to chulin. Like, even when hands are considered Rishon in reference to tuma, they're considered only in reference to Truma and Kachem, but not Chulin. It was Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishim Rabbi Meir, Yadayim Tchilos L'Chulin. It says, no, even that's a Chulin. It was Shnios L'Truma, Shnios L'Truma. Tchilos L'Chulin in the Truma low. So Shimon ben Elazar is saying that they're able to go ahead and be considered Tchila when it comes to Chulin, but it's not able to come Tchila when it's talking about Truma. Achigamah says, no, this is what it means to say. Tchilos Af L'Chulin. Even the chulin, clearly by to truma, shnius the truma in the chulin, no, but they're considered shnius only in reference to truma, but not to mutame chulin. And our mishnah is mashta that the meat that became mukhsha for tuma can't be eaten with dirty hands. What's that talking about? It's talking about only reference to that's a rishon for tuma, and they're going through a rishon and lazer that these things can mutame even chulin. What do you mean? Are there ever hands that are considered such a thing that they're considered themselves? That they're a Rishon? And what about the rest of the body? What's going on here? Have the Gemara in the Tanaim was in a Mishnah Yadayim. Hechnes Yadav Labaye Samanuga. Obey Samanuga Yadav Tchilos. So if someone puts his hand into a house, which is a Tsaras house, his hands end up becoming a Rishon. Tiver Rekiva is like Tiver Rekiva. Chamorim, Yadav Shnios, his hands are considered Shnios. The Kuli Alma, Bia, Vemiksa, Sloshnama, Bia. Right? Everyone agrees with Kiva the Chamim that if you come in partially, it's not considered like you actually came in. And since a person didn't go in with his whole body, his body is not going to become a Tame. It's not going to get the Tumma if somebody goes to the Sarasas. Only his hands which went in a Tame. This Tumma was a Durabanan. Well, the possibility is body would go in which case he would certainly be tam-tamek. That's what the machloket says. Mar savar yadavu kigufa shavinu rabbanon. Where Rabbi Kiva holds that the chamim made his hands like his body, and which goes into in its entirety. So it's like his body becomes a rishon under midiraisa when it enters into entirely. So to his hands, which enter the house, become a rishon. Midar Rabbanan. Umar Savar, the Chachamim, Yadayim ki Yadayim da'alma Shavinu Rabbanan. He said that the Chachamim made the hands which go into this house, like regular unclean hands, that Tuma was made Rabbanan, and therefore, and generally, unclean hands are called Shnios. So according to Rabbi Akiva, hands can become Rishonos by going into this house. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that in such a case, the contaminated hands can contaminate even Chulin. Amrish, which says, which is Mashma, the hands can be contaminated Chulin, or you go in group Shimon, Rabbi Elazar. So that's the Gemara. The Lokma are Rabbi Akiva. Let's interpret the Mishnah as going in the world of Rabbi Akiva, Dami Yad of Tchilus Havyan, who they say that hands can be Tchilus of, you know, of Tuma. Why is he, why is he in Shimon Rabbi Elazar? And for the Gemara Dilmaki, Ka'amar Rabbi Akiva, maybe when Rabbi Akiva said that the hands that go into this Tzaras has become Rishon, make with the touch of Shani, Hani Mili Vitruma Vikachim, the Chamire, it's only Vitruma Kachim, which are more Machmir in reference to Tuma. Avala Chulin Shnio Tzavim, but in reference to Chulin, which is less Chomor, maybe he's going to be Maskim, that they're never going to be more than just Shnios. And therefore, they're not able to be Matamir Chulin at all. And therefore, we have to say that Mishnah is going to Rav Shimon Rav Elazar, who says straight up that hands can be become a Rishon even in reference to Chulin. And for the Gemara of Lehavion Nami Shnios, let the hands even be considered Shnios, to come to Rabbi Akiva, and the Mishnah can still be, please say it's him. Now, Shamin and later, Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, Shini, Osa, Shlishi, Bechulin. Right? Because Rabbi Akiva has, we know that he says that it's been heard to have said that a Shini can make a Shlishi, even in the case of Chulin. Right? Clearly, he's arguing the fact that Shini is the most amount they can go to. The Tanakh, because we looked at a Mishnah in Sota, Bo Bayom Dorish Rabbi Akiva, on that day, this is the famous Gemara in Brachos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over Rabbi Gamliel, and he opened the doors as many people weren't allowed to go, and many of the students, a great number of the new students, they came through, they started to answer a lot of questions the Chachamim weren't able to answer, but until that day. So there was a lot of different things that came on that day. And Bayom, Bo Bayom, Dosh Rabbi Akiva, V'chol Kli Cheres, V'gomer Yitma. And any Kli Cheres, if you have on the inside, when your Cheres falls in, everything in it's going to become Tame. Tame lo namar eli Yitma. Now it doesn't say Tame in the Pasuk, it says Yitma, which is Mashma, that besides being Tame, Tame Acherim, everything in the vessel is able to Metame other things also. Lee made Al Kikar Shani. This is teaching about a bread that's a Shani. Let's say it's inside an earthenware oven, and a sheretz falls in there. Shuos a shlishi v'chulin, that it makes a shlishi even in the case of chulin. So we see over here that the Mishnah of the Rabbi Akiva holds that contact with the Shani is a matami even chulin, and makes it a shlishi. So our Mishnah, which is mashma that a blood flowed from the shechted animals, their meat would be contaminated through contact with unclean hands, which are shnios, that goes with Rabbi Akiva. So why are you coming and saying that the Mishnah is only Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Maybe this opinion of Rabbi Akiva that a sheni can be metame chulin applies only to a sheni that was tumah midoraisa, like the tumah by being inside the kli cheres that the sheretz fell into. But this it doesn't apply to a sheni. It was tumah is midrabanan. That wouldn't apply. So therefore, we say our Mishnah's din, according to Rabbi Shimon Rav Elazar, holds that hands which go into this house come Rishonos and are able to metame even chulin. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.